According to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "There will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars. And on earth nations will be in dismay, perplexed by the roaring of the sea and the waves. People will die of fright in anticipation of what is coming upon the world, for the powers of heaven will be shaken. And then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. But when these signs begin to appear, stand erect and raise your heads, because your redemption is at hand. Beware that your hearts do not become drowsy from carousing and drunkenness and the anxieties of daily life, and that the day catch you by surprise like a trap. For that day will assault everyone who lives on the face of the earth. Be vigilant at all times, and pray that you have the strength to escape the tribulations that are imminent, and to stand before the Son of Man." This is the Gospel of the Lord. The season of Advent that begins today focuses our attention on the comings of Christ. His first coming into the world 2,000 years ago, and his second coming at the end of time. And so we live in the in-between time, between the already and the not yet. Already Christ has appeared in humility and weakness at Bethlehem, but he has yet to come in majesty and power at the end of time. In the first reading today, the prophet assures the Old Testament people that God will send the promised Messiah. And in language borrowed from the Old Testament, the Gospel describes the second coming of Christ, an event that Christians should prepare for with confidence. But the immediate purpose of the season of Advent is to help us to prepare properly for the feast of Christmas. And that is why the season of Advent relives in a compressed form the history of Israel as it awaited the coming of its Messiah. Jesus is the one who fulfilled and surpassed the expectations of the Old Testament. And so Advent takes us back in time so that we can appreciate the greatness of what we have become heirs to, namely the promises that God made long ago to the prophets that have now been fulfilled in Jesus Christ. The season of Advent helps us to appreciate the great blessings that God has given us in Christ. Each year on this first Sunday of Advent, the Church invites us to begin the liturgical year. We set out to follow in the footsteps of Christ, for during the liturgical year, the whole of Christ's life and teaching will be presented to us. We will relive again the mysteries of his life, from the expectation of his coming during the Advent season, his birth during the Christmas season, his private and public life, his passion, death, resurrection, and ascension, and his sending of the Holy Spirit upon the disciples at Pentecost. It is a story that we have heard many times over, and hence the danger of regarding it as old and stale, just like playing an old movie. But we are not meant to be just passive spectators. We are actors in this drama of salvation that is being played out for our benefit. For the mysteries of Christ are presented in the liturgy in such a way that we are drawn into them. We are meant to be participants and not spectators. Because God is not just a God of the past. God is also a God of the present and of the future. And Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And so each year we ought to hear the story better. We ought to understand it more deeply and to make it our own. For our life stories merge with the story of Jesus and are in turn illuminated by it. Jesus' story, in fact, enables us to live our story more fully and more joyfully. This Sunday, the first Sunday of the church's year, is therefore a God-given opportunity to make a new beginning in the following of Christ. The Gospel, as I mentioned, concentrates on the second coming of Christ. And the reason for this is that before we can commit ourselves to a journey, we need to know its goal and its destination. And so we are reminded in the Gospel today that destination will be a day of liberation and salvation for all who follow Christ. The Gospel uses symbolic language to evoke a certain mood. It is not meant to be an actual description of events in the future. It seeks rather to portray the end of one age and the beginning of another. And so at the heart of it is the coming of Christ in power and glory, an event that his disciples can look forward to. In the meantime, we are told we have to be vigilant and prayerful, lest we become distracted and be caught unawares. We are to avoid any kind of behavior that would jeopardize our watchfulness, whether it be carousing or drunkenness, or simply the over-preoccupation with the anxieties of daily life. The season of Advent is a strange season because it faces in two directions. It looks both backwards and forwards. It contains both the past and the future. And so the readings today set the stage for the entire Advent season. We are reminded of the promises made by God that have been fulfilled in Jesus Christ. The coming of the Lord at Bethlehem and his coming again at the end of time. And the manner of living for those to whom the promises have been made. All the promises point to the same reality, the peace and the fulfillment that only God can give. And that is why the readings today are full of hope. And so the Advent way of living affects every event in our lives, because it tells us to live in joyful hope as we await the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.